All right, so this next story infuriates me, so calm down. I gotta calm down. I might yell, might scream, I might throw things, but I'll be okay. Senate Democrats kill the John Doe Amendment. You probably don't even know what the John Doe Amendment is, and I didn't until I read this story and looked it up. On Thursday, and I'm going to tell you, don't worry. On Thursday, Senate Democrats cut an amendment from the Homeland Security bill that would protect citizens who report suspicious behavior regarding terrorism to be sued. It was killed in committee. Quote, "This is a slap in the face of good citizens who do their patriotic duty and come forward, and it caves into radical Islamists," end quote, Representative Peter T. King, Republican out of New York. Mr. King and Representative Steve Pierce, New Mexico Republican, sponsored the provision after a group of Muslim imams filed a federal civil lawsuit, rights lawsuit, against U.S. Airways and unknown John Doe passengers. The imams were removed from the U.S. Airways Flight 300 on November 20th after fellow passengers on the Minneapolis to Phoenix flight complained about the imams' suspicious behavior. On March 27th, the House approved the John Doe Amendment on a 304-121 vote. Representative Bernie G. Thompson, Mississippi Democrat and chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, initially opposed legislation, expressing concern that it would lead to racial profiling. A phrase that the Democrats love to throw around, racial profiling. Hold on. We cannot stop something that is vital to our national security over fear of racial profiling. It is our civic duty to report suspicious behavior regarding terrorism. Okay. It's our civic duty. Unless the Democrats are planning on hiring about 5 million more police officers than we've already got to help try to find these suspicious behaviors, we have to rely on the instincts of the American people, and I trust that the American people will not take part in racial profiling. I'd rather have racial profiling, however, than Americans dying in terrorist attacks. This is the thing. And let's put this in a scenario for you, so you can understand exactly what this bill is. All right? Here's what happens. Let's say you're in an airport, and you see a man, we're not going to specify race, carrying a suitcase and looking around. He lays the suitcase down and sprints away. You tell the airport security, they find the guy and take the suitcase. Turns out there were clothes in the suitcase, but they were interrogating the guy anyway. He's innocent. He's nothing more than a weird human being who likes to run away from suitcases. Of course he missed his flight because of all this, so he sues you. Now, if the John Doe Amendment was in place, he couldn't sue you. You did your civic duty, you were doing what the Constitution calls on you to do, you were being a good Samaritan. However, if the John Doe Amendment were not enacted, you would be in court, and he would be wasting a huge amount of your time suing you for nothing. Nothing. This is what the Democrats want to do. Because the Democrats don't trust Americans. I'm making that statement. They think that Americans don't know what the suspicious behavior is. They think that Americans think that every Muslim is suspicious and that we should report any Muslim we see walking around in the country. That's what they think. So they think, wow, the American people, they're going to be racial profilers, because I think they are. And so we got to make sure that they don't do that so these people can sue them. This is outrageous. This is unbelievably outrageous. You know why this is outrageous? This is outrageous because what can happen is that we have these border agents, Compiana and the two border agents in Mexico, I don't remember their names, who shot the guy who was smuggling 700 pounds of drugs over the border. And that guy who was smuggling the drugs gets immunity, a green card, can go over the border anytime he wants. And what happens? He gets a second offense for smuggling drugs over the border. And he still gets the immunity. It hasn't been taken away from him. That's the thing, is that we can get illegal immigrants immunity, but we can't give the American people who do their civic duty of reporting suspicious behavior immunity. Because, of course, not all suspicious behavior that you report is going to be terrorism-related. But you would hope that the person that you report is going to be nice enough and say, well, at least thank you for being on the lookout. You know, the American people are our biggest police force. And they have the right, and they should, report suspicious behavior. If you knew a rapist or a murderer lived next door to you, and you knew that they raped or murdered somebody, you would tell the police. I would hope you would, at least. Or if you witnessed something. You know, it's not ratting out, it's doing what is right, and doing what you are called upon to do in our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. And for the Democrats to say, hold on a minute, we don't want racial profiling, this might lead to racial profiling. It could possibly lead to racial profiling. Tough. Who cares if it leads to racial profiling if you come back with some evidence and says, hey, in this and this and this and this and this case, it was proven that this guy was racial profiling, I might even listen to you then. But until you do that, it's not going to happen. Because you don't have any proof that it leads to racial profiling. This is like saying, okay, hold on. We have to ban all cars because cars leads to car accidents. Of course they do. And of course you're going to have racial profiling in something like this. Doesn't mean that you should completely kill it entirely. All right. Now here's another thing. This is a huge step back. This is a pre-9/11 kind of step back. We are now at the state we were pre-9/11 in terms of this amendment. You know, this is the thing. We haven't learned from 9/11. We learned from 9/11 for about a year afterwards, and then we said, well, it hasn't happened since, so we're not going to worry about it. This is a pre-9/11 kind of thing. You know, we need to make changes, and we need to make strict changes, but we haven't done that. You know, the Democrats always talk about implementing the 9/11 Commission Report's guidelines. Well, we got to go farther than that. And just because they're a commission and they looked at all this stuff doesn't mean everything they want to implement is correct, and doesn't mean they didn't leave something out. This might have been left out. And here's my prediction that if you elect the Democratic president in 2008, which is probably a good chance it's going to happen, I'm going to guarantee right now, I'm going to guarantee that there will be a terrorist attack on this country in 2 years within his presidency, his or her presidency, before their first term is up. Guarantee it, because they're going to get into office, they're going to pull out of Iraq, they're going to retract the Patriot Act, they're going to do things that, like this John Doe Amendment. It's going to put us back to pre-9/11 state, and we're going to have a terrorist attack within their first term. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. Mark it down. Record this. Chop this up. Put this anywhere. I guarantee it. And that's just what's going to happen, because I'm sick and tired of it. Sick and tired of it. I can't. And, of course, they quashed this. They killed this in the committee. So it can't. I mean, there's a chance it could be brought back, but it's probably not going to be brought back. So, basically, we are punishing civilians in this country for doing the right thing. We're saying, hey, you did the right thing and all by reporting the suspicious behavior, which I have a problem saying that word, but the guy's going to sue you because you did that. Come on, give him immunity at least. And you can even do it on a case-by-case basis. I mean, if there was imposing evidence that said, okay, this guy did racial profiling, I mean, this was totally racial profiling, I could understand it. But until you give me that evidence, ain't going to happen.